You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 28. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hey guys, welcome back. We're so excited you're back to listen for another episode. Yes. And thanks for all the kind reviews and comments you guys have been leaving. We seriously appreciate each and every one.
Yes, we've had some awesome Instagram shares, mm-hmm. the reviews, everything, the nice comments said. So yeah. It's very grateful and it helps us to keep going when we feel like we already have a busy schedule. Yeah. It's so nice that this is helping so many people.
Yeah, it's been such a great blessing for both of us in our lives. So thank you guys. Mm-hmm. It's been fun to connect with so many new people through this as well.
Absolutely.
So today we are talking about nature study, and big, huge caveat with this, neither of us does it consistently. So we're just going to put that out there to start so that you cannot feel guilt for not doing it consistently. But I want to just talk about this because I feel like it's a really important thing to do with your children, whether you do it formally or informally. I think it's just really needed for kids. There's so many studies about how people are getting less and less time in nature, and the correlation is higher rates of depression and, you know, different negative effects that are happening because people are spending less time outdoors. And I've seen that, you know, with kindergartners where they're getting less recess and things like that are happening throughout the country and the world. And so I think it's a very important thing to make time to get your kids outside.
Absolutely. We were looking up and it's just, why do we want to go outside? You know, why is there such something that we're just drawn to? And I know even my husband, sometimes I go, will you just go on a hike?
Yeah. Like
if I can just feel that exhaustion from him. Mm-hmm. And when you are out in nature, there's a closeness to God.
Definitely.
And we loved in Psalm, I almost said it wrong.
Psalm,
yeah,
Psalms 19.
Said Psalms.
Psalms.
In Psalms 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And you feel it.
Yeah, you definitely feel it. I always feel rejuvenated after spending time outside. So, and I know that my kids feel that as well. And I very often throughout the day, let them just take little outside breaks. And this isn't a formal nature study by any means, but it's really important for them to just have, you know, 10 minutes to just get outside, to run free, to be wild, to climb a tree, to touch the grass, whatever it is, there's something about it that just sort of brings them back and helps them focus again and calms them. Even though they're running wild out there, when they come back in, it brings them back to focus again. And it's been such a good thing for my kids. And I'm glad that I've recognized their need for that because it helps our day in so many ways.
Yes. I know when I first started nature study, so nature study is a huge part of Charlotte Mason's yeah. style. It's probably the biggest part, mm-hmm. would you say?
Like yeah, definitely.
Every afternoon is spent outside. And, you know, like you try different things and you guys have probably seen that we've recommended something and you're like, me, I like it-ish,
yeah.
but I had to kind of
yeah.
morph it into my style. So when I first started nature study and I'd get outside and I'd try to do this fun lesson and my kids didn't want to sit there for a lesson.
Seriously. I tried to do, when I first started, the Handbook of Nature Study.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have used that before. It's a really cool book. It's huge. It's
the
massive.
Black one, right?
It's black. It's like very old fashioned and it's very formal. And I was trying to do this with my kindergartner. Yeah. Our first year of homeschooling, and he hated it. He hated it. And I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And finally, we just quit because it was kind of a miserable thing. And same sort of thing. He didn't want a lesson. He just wanted to be outside.
He just wants to be in nature.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's something I've learned a lot. And so our nature study, and I know Meg's is probably really similar, is just very informal. We like to hike. I know she likes to hike a lot with her family. We have a really big backyard. Big yard in general. It's almost an acre. And so we have a lot of space to run and play in bushes and trees and collect things. And we're right on the edge of a mountain so we can, you know, venture up whenever we want. And so ours is really a lot more informal and really just more being in nature, observing, playing, and just experiencing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely go through seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Before I had Master George, I was really, really consistent to go hiking every week with my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun because my Brigham, who used to be the youngest, is wild, right? And so he could keep up with everybody. So I could go on big hikes and do awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And we were just having a good time. And then when I got pregnant, it was really hard. And I tried hiking with him when I could still wear him. And as soon as he was walking, I really haven't taken him hiking very much since, because he wants to be carried, but
he's heavy.
He's big.
Yeah.
And my big kids can't always go with us anymore. So that means I have to lug him. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't taken him as much, but when I was doing it really consistently, my children loved it.
Yeah. And mine do as well too. And same with me. We go through times and seasons where we do it more often and less often. It's easier for us now because I don't have babies. But there were many times where I had my big old backpack carrier on and I was climbing the mountain and, you know, doing it to the best of my ability. Yeah. But it's hard. And it's hard when they want to be walking and they can't keep up and they fall every other step. So there's a lot of difficult times with hiking. And so you keep it simpler and keep it easier when they're younger.
Absolutely.
And just be outside and let them look at the tree in the winter and then let them look at the tree in the spring and the summer. And, you know, you observe things through different seasons or just touching worms or just, you know, whatever it is that excites them or gets them interested in being out there.
You know, it was interesting though, before I had the baby, I loved to see how fast we could hike.
Mm.
And so it was almost this fun competition where we would go up and then we'd see who could run the fastest back, right?
Uh-huh.
So it changed the dynamic when I had the baby strapped to me. And so it was kind of fun. On one of the hikes we did, I had the four youngest and we were on our hike and we saw big spiders. And we saw a caterpillar and we saw things and I realized there is a beauty
to slowing down,
which is so hard for me because like I love to go as fast as I can. So a lot of my kids, that's how they hike. And just,
we're not that way. I'm fast, but my kids have never been super fast, but my oldest is very, very into nature. And so hiking for him has always been about the observing and he would spot hawks in the air and he would spot all these things that I wouldn't notice. So he was always really good at catching things like that. And, you know, either way is fun and there's good things to both.
Absolutely. But even in your own backyard, like Karen said, observing a tree and noticing the changes of it. And like we both have these yards and lots of different types of trees. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of fun to see like, oh, I know my mom's favorite tree in our yard is the paper bark maple.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's a beautiful tree. I highly recommend planting it. I've never seen another one and I love it. But it's always this bright yellowish color all year long. So you have all this greenery and this beautiful yellow tree. And so it's so fun that that tree kind of always stays the same. It loses its leaves, but it's yellow throughout the year. So just fun observations like that. And it's paper bark maple, right?
Yeah.
So its bark is really papery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this beautiful contrast to feel the tree and be one with the tree and not making a lesson out of it.
Right, right. Definitely. And we have a variety of evergreens. Several kinds. And so we have tons of different kinds of pine cones and different pine boughs that you can find. So we've done winter nature studies where we've gone out and just collected all the different types of pine cones and pine branches to compare them. And that was really fun for all of us because I had never done that and seen them up close next to each other. And it was cool to just see the differences. And I had no idea there were so many different shapes and styles of pine cones, just even in my own yard. And it was really fun for us. And the same thing, we'll sometimes go out and we'll do little leaf hunts where we'll collect different leaves and compare the different shapes of them or the different colors of them. And, my kids love insects. They're always collecting bugs and different things like that. We have a lot of them in our yard. And so we do that often. Another fun one is stargazing. You can do that more in the winter more easily because it gets dark earlier.
Okay. I was like,
for me,
it's
cold in the winter, but it gets dark at 5 o'clock. And so it's easier to do stargazing in the winter than in the summer, at least for me, because I don't want to stay up till 10 o'clock. And then I found a couple of good resources that I do like. There's The Good and the Beautiful has a nature study guide that we've been using for a couple of years. And it's really fun and really simple when you just want an idea for something and you just open it up and it'll have little things, little activities or ideas for observing in nature. And sometimes there's little sketch areas and stuff. And my kids have liked doing those and the older ones will do it on their own sometimes when they just want to be outside. And then another one I love that's similar, it's called Exploring Nature with Children. It was, I can put the link in the show notes, but it was something I found online that I bought and printed but it has just different theme ideas for a lesson and then recommended books that relate to it, which is fun to do. So if you want to tie in some books and stories to go along with what you're learning about outside. And they're simple kind of open and go things that you can just pop open and be like, oh, today we're learning about this. Let's just go explore. And it's easy, which is my style.
Yeah.
And so I like that a lot.
I think it's fun to read. Now I can't think of the name of the book, so I'll have to find it for Karen for the show notes. But they're the most beautiful, like A Butterfly is Quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have several of those.
And they are the most beautiful illustrations.
Mm-hmm, they are.
And so just having these books out, and it's been fun because as we've gone out and we go somewhere to, what are they called? A Butterfly Emporium?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
A Butterfly Place?
The Butterfly Garden?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Then they're, I mean, you're kind of in nature, right? Like it's, you're enclosed, but it's, you can recognize them and that's exciting for them. Like, oh, I know what kind of butterfly that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having fun books lying around the house and not having to do a formal lesson, like, hey, we're going to sit down and here's a book about butterflies.
No,
and
but they'll just peek in it on their own and read it and learn from it. Yeah.
Yes. And then there's so much excitement because they went and read about it and studied about it and then they recognize it. And so you can do the same thing with trees, with plants, with animals, with flowers, you know.
Yeah. And we've done a couple of cool experiments with nature where we've done, we've tested the water at the pond near us to see the pH levels. And you can do that with soil as well. And it's kind of fun to just like compare soils and or sand in different areas. And we've done like leaf experiments. There's this leaf transpiration one that's really fun where you can see, like, you put a bag around a leaf and you see how much water collects in it. And just really neat things like that you can do that are nature related and just kind of get kids thinking in a different way too.
Yeah. We did try nature journaling where you draw pictures and it spoke to my girls.
Yeah.
And they liked it, but my boys did not like it.
Same here.
Yeah. So we tried some stuff like that. And I think that's really, that's the whole theme with homeschooling is you keep trying something until you find, like, this works for our family.
Yeah. But I've seen so many pictures of those beautiful nature journals where you're
so
like, oh my goodness,
pretty.
You know, these drawings and watercolor paintings, and they're just stunning. And that's just never worked well for us. We've tried and my girls have done a little here and there and but it's never really stuck for us, and that's okay.
I wish it would have, but
I know,
it just didn't.
Same, but it's okay. Don't feel like you're failing at nature study if your kids don't have a beautiful nature journal to go along with it.
But I think even too, like if you live in the city. So we were out of town and we were in the city and there is not nature like there is nature in our yard.
Right.
And so, but it was funny to see little pops of it where people would have potted plants or try to shove a tree. And it was funny. Even my husband was like, oh, these are sycamores because we have sycamores in our yard. Like,
yeah, we do too.
There are a lot of sycamores here. And so you're kind of unconsciously always like, oh, there aren't a lot of trees here. Oh, but there are this kind of trees. And then passing that on for your kids and just getting them excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a couple of book recommendations for you. We love the Burgess animal stories. And these are Thornton Burgess is the author of those. And he does such a great job of bringing nature to life in his stories. And
is this Jenny Wren and all those books?
Okay. Yes. They're so fun. So we've read those a lot. There's the younger ones. And then there's like a more like the Burgess Animal book and the Burgess Seashore book. And the Bird book is the other one that he has. And those ones go a little more in detail and depth. And they're really great if you want to read about it and teach it in a fun way. And then if you are into the nature journaling, I have a really cool book called Law's Guide to Nature Drawing and Journaling. And it helps you learn how to sketch and draw different animals and plants.
This is the one we have too.
It's beautiful.
It's a great book.
It's a really neat one. When I was teaching a nature journaling class at our co-op one year, and I used that as a guide for the kids. And it was really fun for them to be able to learn to sketch different things and you know, get some basics there. So if your kids are really interested in that, that's a good starting point. So yeah, there's how we do nature, and it's going to look different for anybody.
Yes, and with a newborn and your weather, like we have a friend in Arizona, so they can do a lot of outdoor nature study.
In the winter.
In the wintertime. In the summertime, they do not go outside.
Yeah, and we're more inside in the winter and outside in the summer around
here.
Yes,
and so, but you can bundle up. I don't do the cold. So I will bundle my kids up and let them go out and play.
Same.
But I'm not a big I don't love being out in the freezing cold. So our nature study is mostly spring through fall.
Same here.
And then just being out in our yard. And so you don't have to overcomplicate things. Like, and if the nature journaling, I wish it spoke to my kids, but it doesn't. And so you just move on. Mm-hmm. And you find what works for your family and own it and rock it.
And rock it. I like that. Definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.